neither man had any illusions about the other. Ten Sleep Mooney was a fast hand with a six-shooter and an excellent rifle shot. His courage was without question. His feud with the Bags outfit was a legend in Texas. And it all started when Al Bags stole Mooney's horse. Mooney had tracked him down, killed him, and recovered the animal. The Bags family were Tennessee Mountain stock, and despite the fact that killing a horse thief was considered justifiable homicide in Texas, a brother and a cousin came hunting Ten Sleep. In the gunfight that ensued, Mooney took two bullets and survived. The Bags boys took three of Mooney's slugs and didn't.
What makes you think there's any water left in these rocks?
There usually is this time of year.
That's not much to go on.
Besides, there must be, Mooney. You wouldn't have let me catch you here.
All right. Score one for you, Ranger. But I'm not letting you come any closer.
Well, then, I'm certainly not going anywhere.
Suit yourself.
You know, a lot of folks will stick up for what you did back in Texas, Mooney.
Oh, yeah?
Most people didn't like the Bags boys any more than you did.
Is that why you came all the way down here to tell me that?
You know why I came after you, Mooney. There's been too much killing in Texas. It's got to stop.
From time to time, Bags had taken a shot at Mooney, and at least two attempts were made to trap him. Others usually ended up getting hurt, however, and the last time, a woman bystander was killed. Although in all likelihood, it wasn't Mooney's shot that had done it.
Decent folks aren't willing to be injured and worse while you and the Bagses finish up with this business of yours.
As far as I'm concerned, it's settled. Except maybe for Irwin. I reckon I still might owe him.
Settling disputes with guns is over. It's as simple as that.
It is it?
That's right.
You try telling that to a bunch of mountain folk like the Bagses. They won't even hear you talking. They grew up settling their disputes with guns, and that's how they'll die.
Finally, Ten Sleep Mooney had unlimbered his guns and gone to work. Until then, he had been rolling with the punches, but now he decided that if the Bags clan wanted war, they should have it.
Evans Mottle, Love's Queen.
Dried biscuit. Look where the base wretch comes.
Nature's triumph, best on earth.
That's his Amelia.
I only wonder what the world...
Gene Bags, the leader of the outfit and the fastest draw by all accounts, was in San Antonio. One Tuesday night, when most of the town had turned out to hear the actress Estelle Hutchison perform in The Malcontent, Mooney showed up and gave Gene Bags his chance.
Mendoza?
Oh.
Madam, Your Excellency is graciously encountered. I have been writing passionate flashes in honor of...
Amelia!
Out, villain! Villain! Oh, judgment, where have been my eyes? What bewitched election...
You missed me, Bags. Now it's my turn.
The variety theater rang with gunshots. Oh! And Gene Bags died of acute indigestion from taking too much lead on an empty stomach.
Don't anyone follow me, do you hear?